Okay, that's fine. Okay. I'd like to thank Joan and Jimmy and Jan. First poem. Pittsburgh's economic isolation of black men. Frosted smoke rise, an evaporating spiral column from its underground lair. I imagined. Ellison observed a sight similar and conceived it invisible. Is there room down inside? All bricks and metal framed objects adjacent to the corner of Fifth and Wood being demolished. Solitary black man capped in yellow helmet. Second day sighting, directing dump trucks out Earth's filthy bowel. Jehovah Witnesses back in the summer of 2001 claimed this empty corner, now reassigned to crackled cornered spot in front of the 7-Eleven. They're absent this morning. Of dust as dust flurs cast layers of impurities on discarded watchtowers. I miss 7-Eleven cleanliness. The lean hot dogs, the mother of sons working side by side. I wonder if they treat her kindly. You know, Middle Eastern cultures. Husband kills school teacher, wife, a male person of interest in death of ex-girlfriend. A young boy beaten over course of 10 hours by mother's live-in boyfriend. Local headlines. Candles and teddy bears line sidewalks. A different morning. One more building implodes. Tomorrow it will be a pyramid of dust. Wait! The solitary black man capped in yellow helmet is missing. One was sighted on the bus this morning, but he disappeared, nameless, underground, an invisible man. Next, I see you. Sedate choirs. Our bodies are housed in ICU. Tongues break, roll air from throat, legs, bones, exposed, sagittitis. Hair, 4C, 4B, crunched, bicut with 2B metal rollers, lie to the side in efforts to tame matted manes. Face mask prick cheekbones, lips, butt, nosy to surgical transformation. Features chiseled. No, they don't desire us. Similar to, they want us to disappear. To be, to come to be, small in stature. Voices inside breathe drunk, air restricted, inhaled fairy dust. Nothing left to believe from within. Hijacked air, reserved robbery, repulse, slow pulse. Abandoned, exiled, exhales. We are from the inner dying. The clouded signal sucked into its own top mountain view. Not as clear or as sky fair as MLK predicted. Or are we lost or found our way to that desolated Eden? Parade us. We made it, yet we still faking it, victims of our own transparency. We fake second sight, we blind as monkeys chasing music, chasing that nonsense. Our existence halts the resistance. We resist to exist, just sitting here chilling, gonna smoke another blunt and chill some more. Voices silent. This next poem is called Miss Carmen on Rainy Days. We have a lady in our neighborhood who is obviously on some sort of medications, but there are days when she's not, and there are days when I'm angry with her, and there are days that I feel sorry for her. So I kind of wrote this for her. Miss Carmen on Rainy Days. Dressed in nakedness and purple, she's a Yoruba priestess, leftover scraps of posh dinner table drapes like cotton candy. The ceremonial fabric mummifies her obsessive, compulsive body. Morning restitution, fatigue, fights to regain reason, order, dabbled lips smeared in ombre shades, shout hallelujah in simple prayer riffs. Is you Ev as you cracks fire? Is you evil too? Is you evil too? Is you evil too? Is you, is you, is you? Sits evil in two in a rows. Clozapine and ras in Rispadel. She stands between drops rained, absorbs, transmit coded thoughts, razor sharp, exiled voice raps, her proverbs, admix of truth and logic, weeps around her feet. What makes sense of tomorrow's madness? Naked and nude and erotic. Oral speech. Speech she's chained in phobia and cheap meds. Shouts hallelujah in simple prayer riffs. Is you? Eve, is you? Fire cracks. Is you evil too? Is you evil too? Is you, is you, is you? My next poem is called Jimi Hendrix Could Have Been My Man. His lips pocket to his tongue, flip me inside and out, strutting down in the let loose of his punk-adelic eyes. Underground, he buried me alive and kicking. Rebellious as ruffles against baritone chest, he left me for music. He left me knocked up with his riffs. My last one is called Nice Tinkerbell War Combat Boots. Listen, my sleeping children, you too shall hear tales of Peter and feisty Tinkerbell, who was always up in a brother's ear. Once upon a motherfucking midnight blue, ebony night, Peter Pan exchanged his sissified dress and signifying tights for restoration of black power, independence, ass-stomping brogan boots. Fly way cool, way fly cool, militant jacket. Black leather, blacker than the berry beret, cocked to the left, tightrope, his large bush. Hoisted, loaded rifle, lean, staggered, lean, taut against his right ear. Knocked Tinkerbell hard to the ground. Pow! She leaped, power dust stomped from her combat boots, reshaped proudly her 10-point fro, screamed, "Death to sexist pigs!" Then high-five her fellow fro-fisted sister Elaine Brown, who promptly cleared all that shit up. Shh! Listen closely to urban tales of revolutionists saying in ghetto patois, untranslated by co-interpol from bourgeois beds. Once upon a beautiful motherfucking ebony night, Pan and Belle took flight under cover of darkness, mission to release incarcerated militants from sleep. Yo, y'all still sleep? Thank you. The next poet is Sarah Williams Devereaux.